What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Do you remember 366 days ago on this very show on Evan and Tiki? I repeated a rumor I heard. I heard a rumor coming out of the Gracie's Mansion in New York City that they were ready as a city to name Jalen Brunson the King of New York. And I agreed with it. I said it at the time. I said, Jalen Brunson is the new king of New York City.
But they didn't do it.
I don't know if they did it. It's such a secretive thing. I don't know what happened. I wish I did. But here's what I do know 1 year later. You can't argue about it anymore. Last night, with the Knicks down 11. Last night, with Karl Anthony Towns giving you another off night. Last night, with the Knicks looking destined to lose. Jalen Brunson said, nah, not going to happen tonight.
Born to play basketball.
He said, Amen Thompson, you're having a wonderful game. Not tonight, sir. Jalen Brunson had another kingly performance. And as I was watching it, wasn't rooting for it, but I was watching it.
Yeah, you were. You were rooting.
I was not. Trust me.
You were tweeting.
I was tweeting positive and negative stuff.
No, but you tweeted some positive stuff.
I also tweeted that Amen Thompson was having the game of his life. But as I was watching the utter brilliance of Jalen Brunson, who has the city in the palm of his hands, I wondered back to a year ago. Because Tiki Barber argued with me. He said, Evan, as great as Jalen is, it's still Aaron Judge's city. Sean Borash, to be expected, argued it is still Aaron Judge's city. Well, a year has gone by. And let's be fair about what's happened in that year. Aaron Judge won an MVP. It was amazing. He then proceeded to drop a fly ball in the World Series.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Jalen Brunson continued the Knick vibes as they got to the second round of the postseason. And unfortunately, he got hurt at the very end, as did everybody else. He came back. Mikal Bridges is here. The Knicks have one of the best records they've had in a long time. And so what I want to know from you and everyone else out there is, are you now ready to bend a knee and accept that this city, this beautiful city, is under new management, and the king is Jalen Brunson? Are you ready, Teak?
Almost.
Oh, almost.
Almost.
Still
ready.
Not there yet.
I could be convinced that Jalen Brunson is the king of New York. Jalen Brunson, last night, did something that absolutely needed to be done. After losing to the Lakers on Saturday, and... not that anybody was worried about that loss. Look, LeBron James had a LeBron Jamesian type day, and sometimes you can't combat that. But Jalen Brunson had an off day, and OG got hurt, and the Lakers found a way to win, and the Knicks were left losing to a mostly Lakers crowd. But if they would have lost to the Houston
Rockets
last night,
yeah,
then we would have started worrying. Then we would have started saying, all right, well, some of these second-tier teams in the West are continually besting the New York Knicks. And Jalen Brunson refused to let that happen. That was actually your tweet.
Yes.
Jalen Brunson's going to refuse to let this team lose.
Well, and to your point, when Jalen Brunson has an off night, it doesn't happen very often, but it happens. When he has an off night, he responds every time. That's what kings do. That's what great players do.
Exactly, and that's my point. When the New York Yankees needed, for the first time in a long time, because they haven't been in the in the World Series in forever, it feels like, needed Aaron Judge to be a hero, he didn't do it. He didn't do it.
I'm not arguing. Like, keep going.
The last game, he started to play a little bit better. He had a home run, but he didn't do it. And so, is he still the king? I guess in name, but in feel, it's Jalen Brunson.
It's Jalen on every vibe, on every level, because
he hasn't won yet, though.
Well, neither of them have. Aaron Judge won?
At least he went to a World Series.
See, we're moving the bar here. Aaron Judge did go to a World Series, but as you know, as Sean knows, because I know he's chomping at the bit, as everybody knows, Aaron Judge was carried to a World Series. Mm. That's what happened last October. He was carried to a World Series.
We are talking regular season now.
Regular season, Aaron Judge was amazing. Of course, he won the MVP.
And so we're talking regular season also for the New York Knicks.
Jalen Brunson averaged 32 per game in his 13 playoff games last year. And the Knicks got to the second round of the postseason, and they were riddled by injuries. And I don't think anyone in their right mind would say that Jalen Brunson and the Knicks season ended because of Jalen Brunson.
But if you
didn't end because of Jalen Brunson.
So if we asked New Yorkers, it can't even really be Knicks fans or Yankee fans, because then you're skewed one way or another. But you're just a fan of sport.
That's why I'm so unbiased, because I hate everybody.
Like, honestly, put your independent sport evaluation hat on.
Yes.
And you look at both of these players. But you have to know both of them. Know both of these players, what they're really good at, and which one of them is more important to their respective teams right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Especially, I guess we can go back to this last season. I think Jalen Brunson is absolutely more important to his team than Aaron Judge was a year ago. And when you think about who's the king of New York, that's what it's about.
Of course.
It's like, who is making my team go? The proverbial stirring the drink? Who is that for each of the respective teams in this city? And it's Aaron Judge and it's Jalen Brunson for these two examples we're setting right now. Who does it better? That's what we're asking. Who does it better? And I think there's an argument for Jalen Brunson.
So last year when I brought this up to you, Tiki was very adamant that it was Aaron Judge, that I was getting too far ahead of myself. And again,
you were.
I think I'm an independent observer in this.
Jalen Brunson only been here for like a year and a half.
That's fine. I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm not a Yankee fan. So this is one of those spots where you look into my eyes and you're looking for my angle. There is no angle.
Who does it better for their team?
Who does it better?
That's the question we're asking.
Well, that's the question you're asking.
Well, that's the question that the king deserves.
See, there are other aspects of kingness that are a part of it besides who just does it better. There's something else, and it's a small thing, but it's something I noticed last year with Jalen Brunson, and I felt it last night watching that game at Madison Square Garden. Jalen Brunson makes an arena move. Jalen Brunson gives you hope. Jalen Brunson, while it's not all on him, Tom Thibodeau deserves a lot of credit, is the reason why when the Knicks fan goes to work on a Tuesday morning and a Tuesday afternoon, and they're talking basketball at the water cooler, they can actually make an argument that they can win a championship. That is not something we've experienced in a very long time, and he's the reason why.
Yeah,
but I'm pointing at Tommy. I don't mean you. I mean Jalen. He's the reason why. And when you look at the money he took that was less than what he could have taken, when you look at the Villanova connection, which is really about him, when you look at everything around this, he truly is the king. And that's not to diminish Aaron Judge. I'm not running him down. The only negative thing I said about Aaron Judge is that he dropped a fly ball in the World Series. That's not a negative. That's just a fact. That's just what happened.
They probably still lose the series.
Maybe. But Jalen doesn't have that moment attached to him. And so a year ago, when I brought this up, and you argued with me vehemently and said, not yet, a lot has changed. Jalen Brunson, I'd argue, and I don't think he gets enough attention for this, is better this year than he was last year. And you want to know why?
Why?
Because he was asked with the acquisition of Karl-Anthony Towns and even the acquisition of Mikal Bridges to change his role. Instead of taking 22 shots a game, he's taking 17 shots a game. He's more...
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
...of a distributor, but when it's balls to the wall time, like it was last night, what did Jalen Brunson say to 18,000 at Madison Square Garden? What did he say to Karl Anthony Towns, whose thumb is hurting? What did he say to all of his teammates? He simply said, get on my back, I'm your king.
Born to play basketball.
That's what he did. And so, that's a king.
Yeah. No,
I think the dispute's over. I think it's time for you. I can't wait to hear Sean cry about it. I already know Tommy's on my side. That you just admit it.
What?
He's taking it from everybody.
I told you I could be convinced. In the short term, it's clearly Jalen Brunson. And that's because we're watching Jalen Brunson right now. Maybe we've forgotten the MVP season that Aaron Judge had a year ago. And so much of it, of the success of the Yankees from last year, it was a combination of everything, obviously. And Juan Soto being a big part of that. Not to mention Giancarlo Stanton, who was amazing, especially in the postseason. But I think because the immediacy bias tells us it's Jalen Brunson. Right now, most people are going to say Jalen Brunson.
Because of the now? Because it's February?
No. Because of the most immediate thing we remember.
Dropping the fly ball.
Yes.
Well, it
matters.
And the
most immediate thing we remember for Jalen Brunson and the Knicks is this dude is awesome. Well, it doesn't matter the circumstances you put him in. It doesn't matter the different pieces he add to this team and change, as you said, his role. He's still going to find a way to excel. And I think most importantly, and this is why I'm now leaning to your argument, mm-hmm. is that when a game has to be won, you have to trust somebody. And you can trust Jalen Brunson. I think you've always been able to here as with the Knicks, but it felt very important in this game against the Houston Rockets, and he rose to the occasion. And the last example we have from Aaron Judge, he didn't rise to the occasion that well.
No, not at all. Now, it's funny. He drops the fly ball, and I'm going to defend Aaron a little bit, but we forget in that game, he did hit a big home run.
Yeah, of course he did.
But unfortunately, it's forgotten about.
Right.
Sometimes it is your lasting image. The lasting image of the Yankees and Aaron Judge a year ago is dropping a fly ball.
But it's not even that. It's more than that. It's the Yankees were... like, I don't say razor close because it wasn't really, but you know what I mean. They were close to beating the Dodgers.
Sure. In that game. And even in the series, every game was close.
Yes, what I mean. I'm talking about in the series. I'm talking about winning the World Series. And if Aaron Judge is simply average Aaron Judge, they win the World Series.
Well, that's my point. When you think of where and how the Knicks season ended last year, no one's blaming Jalen Brunson.
No.
Like, even when he got hurt in Game 7, I think most of us would admit, Tommy, you'd admit, it was over by that point. It wasn't going to matter. You weren't winning that game, and the odds were the run had kind of run its course. OG was hurt.
Yes.
Josh Hart was hurt.
Yeah, injuries. Too much.
So the lasting image of Jalen Brunson was literally him going out like a warrior. Am I wrong?
No.
Died on the sword.
I agree with you. All right, Sean. Have you been convinced before you? Because maybe this is one of those days where you're going to say, you know what, Evan? I'm going to be an independent observer, and I'm going to be honest. Jalen has taken the kingdom away from Aaron Judge, and maybe you'll put a crown on Tommy's head. I don't know. Floor is yours.
I'll be an independent observer, and I'm going to observe everything and tell everybody, whether you're in New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, free on the Odyssey app, anywhere you may be listening today. Don't fall for Evan Roberts' manipulative tricks.
What did I do?
Okay.
What does it matter if he's manipulating?
Because I'm just going to tell you right now. It's funny, Evan. It's really funny.
It's not like he's putting a Met on the top of the
I know. This is one of Evan's favorite things to do. Take two teams he doesn't like and pin the fan bases against each other. That's an age-old Evan Roberts trick. Now I'm going to remind you of a couple things.
Yeah.
Evan started with something very important I want the audience to hear.
Uh-huh.
It was about a year ago we got word from Gracie Mansion. It's funny how we never talked to Gracie Mansion in June, July, and August as Aaron Judge is having his second MVP year in 3 years. And Tiki alluded
to that. By the way, can I give you a reason on why? Yeah. I don't know if you're aware of this, and I'd rather not get into this. This is not a political show.
Uh-huh.
The mayor's had some legal issues.
Okay, and that's
and
why.
And so I don't think the kingdom story was big enough. They were worried about other things, Sean.
Now, look, one thing I cannot argue with, and this is where I'll bend the knee a little bit to Jalen Brunson, the nature of the sport dictates that if you are an awesome star in the NBA in this town, you are going to be more kingly because you have more tangible opportunities to put a game away. You don't have four at-bats. The ball could be in your hands every possession, and that's what Jalen Brunson did. So Aaron Judge is the sport. The nature of what he's able to do in that sport without having the game in his hands that much dictates that. Now, you want to say he died on the sword in Game 7, Indiana, and you know that was it, got hurt, and the wheels fell off? I can't disagree with that. But boy, how we forget, while Tommy was riding roller coasters in Disneyland, Game 4, Knicks leading a series 2-1 versus the Indiana Pacers. Of course the Knicks are going to get past the Indiana Pacers. We got Jalen Brunson missing every single three-point shot he takes, scoring a measly 18 points. It was negative 27 when on the floor versus the Pacers, and they allowed the Indiana Pacers to tie that series at two games apiece. If Jalen Brunson was kingly that night, the series never even gets to 7, and he actually gets somewhere that Aaron Judge has been multiple times in his career, his league's championship series. So until Jalen Brunson, in a sport where it's easier to control things and not like baseball where Jalen Brunson only could touch the ball 4 times,
okay.
I'm sorry, bro.
I want to retort that.
You're not the king.
So you bring up a bad game 4, and it was. How'd he do in Game 5 with the series tied 2-2 at Madison Square Garden?
He was awesome.
How'd he do?
He was awesome.
Oh, okay. How many points did he score in that game? Do you know? Because I'll help you out if you forgot.
38?
44.
Okay.
Scored 44 in a Game 5 with the series tied 2-2. Tell me when Aaron Judge has done the equivalent of that in a series-defining moment.
What would be the equivalent?
I don't know. 3-for-4 home run.
By the way, he's had a couple of those in those playoff games, okay? Not enough, I agree.
What, the wild card game against the A's?
Okay, well, we can't pick and shoot. Okay, this was the Indiana Pacers, bro. Okay, this also wasn't the Boston Celtics.
The Pacers went to the Eastern Conference Finals, though.
That's great. The Knicks didn't, exactly. You know what the Pacers are? They're the Minnesota Twins, and Aaron Judge would have taken care of them in that spot. You're making me make it seem like I think Jalen Brunson is a court jester in comparison to the King. I think he's a worthy candidate. My only point is he gets boosted up by the sport he plays and being able to touch the ball ball every step of the way. He is not the king.
He
got to get further than the second round, bro.
What he gets boosted up for, unfortunately, and this is where I guess there's negative campaigning, but I got to be honest, is Aaron Judge's October. Because you're right. Going into that World Series, Aaron Judge had his chance to end this debate ever occurring. Ever occurring. I don't know if I would have brought it up on the one-year anniversary of us talking about this a year ago. Maybe I would have and said, by the way, as great as Jalen is, there's nothing he could do to catch Aaron Judge, world champion, canyon of heroes, had a big World Series. And he didn't do it.
Right.
And instead, despite the Yankees going to a place they hadn't been to in a long time, and despite Aaron Judge winning another MVP, our memory of Aaron Judge is that he was not good in October. This is just the facts. He wasn't good in October. He was carried to a World Series. So that hurts him. And yes, that elevates a guy like Jalen Brunson, who makes the second round of the playoffs routine now for the New York Knicks.
Okay.
That's routine. Even Tommy will tell you, right. Second round of the playoffs ain't enough anymore.
And by the way, don't minimize that, making the playoffs and getting to the second round, because it would sure be nice if some of our other teams could just make it to the playoffs.
There is no doubt about that.
And how often have the Knicks done that over the last 20 years?
Exactly.
And so basically we're going to boost Jalen Brunson up because the Knicks organization has not had the success of the Yankee organization.
No, because the town hasn't had the success.
Mm. All right. Then tell me this. Why is it that somebody could be...
We're not talking about the king of the North American sports.
But this is also
part of the king of New York.
That's clearly Patrick Mahomes.
How could Jalen Brunson be the king of New York when he is lucky to get into the top 10 of the players in his sport? We're talking about a guy who might be the best player in his sport.
How? Because he's in New York.
Because we're talking about...
So is Aaron Judge.
But we don't care about whoever else you're talking about in the NBA world, right? We don't care about Luka. We don't care about...
Right.
Jokic. We don't care about Shai.
We don't care about Shohei Ohtani either, but the point is Aaron Judge might be the best player in his sport. Jalen Brunson's not. I'm taking the guy who could be the best player in his sport on a team also that just made its championship than a guy who is not the best player in his sport and can't get out of the second round.
We will get to your calls. It's a very heated debate. Mm-hmm. It's a one-year anniversary of bringing this up a year ago.
And now you're bringing it up in July, by the way. I'm going to remind you that.
That's fine. I'll bring it up in July. It's the one-year anniversary and a lot's changed. Jalen had another kingly performance last night.
By the way, on his kingly performance.
Yeah.
I just want to remind everybody in the audience before you call, the team was down 11. Good for Brunson leading the comeback. The Rockets were missing three starters last night. Goodbye.
What does that mean?
What does that have to do with it?
What does that have to do with anything?
It was awesome that he led a great comeback versus a G League team last night.
First of all, I understand that our team may have beat the Rockets by about 32 nights earlier.
The hapless Nets.
But that's irrelevant. No one's saying beating the Rockets was... In fact, I'll give you an example.
Well, we're doing the King of New York convo after they just beat a team lacking three of their five
starters. It's not about the team they beat. It's about what Jalen continues to accomplish. Like, it's not about beating the Rockets. It's not measuring the Rockets against other elite-level teams. Last year, when Jalen had that emotional speech and had another kingly performance, and we talked about this, I couldn't even tell you who he beat. It's irrelevant. It's a nameless, faceless opponent. It's about the fact that this guy, kind of in an underrated way, continues to be incredible and continues to be the number one guy. So besmirching the Rockets just because they had injuries last night. I mean, they would have had a better chance to win if Sengun was playing.
Yeah, hold on. Enough of this crap.
Yeah, they're not, shut up.
They're not the Sisters of the Poor, by the way. They're well coached. They have a lot of energy. They're physical. So let's
have to get the break.
Evan had Amen Thompson in the Hall of Fame by halftime. And all of a sudden, they're a G League team. There's been a lot of subtle shots here at the Knicks by both of you.
Tommy, don't attack me.
There's passive aggressiveness by Evan.
No, there isn't.
And then Sean is just overtly taking shots at the Knicks. But I wrote a few of them down. We'll get to them.
I have done nothing. You said negative.
They routinely get to the second round, which is so smug.
No, Tommy,
it's your
Tommy,
way of taking shots.
Tommy,
at them.
See, you got that wrong. And I think even Tiki understood that. That's how kingly Brunson's been.
Yes.
That they are now. So you couldn't have read something more wrong. That's what he's done for the Knicks fan and for all of us. He's been so good that getting to the second round, you damn right is routine. And that's a compliment. It's like the Yankees making the playoffs. We're just like, the Yankees made the playoffs. That's what he's done. So, no, there's no passive aggressiveness. It's reacting to the accomplishments of what this man has done already for this town and for this franchise.
But you allowed Marash to call the Rockets a G League
team. I disagreed with him.
And you didn't even mention that Ananobi was out and we were missing a starter.
Can you help me out on this?
Yeah, but I mean, you're comparing who's out, who's not, who's playing, who's not. That's what we're doing. That's how you're.
I wasn't doing it.
That's what Sean is doing because he's losing the argument. So he's taking shots.
The only thing you can do is look at what Jalen Brunson did.
That's it.
And the circumstances are exacerbated by the fact that they were down. And so when he comes, when he scores 40, what did he score? 42? 42 in this game?
I think it was 42, yeah.
Was it 40?
Yeah, I forgot. 42. I lost track. It was so good.
No, I'm thinking how many they scored in the fourth quarter. It was 46. I'm confused because of Emmanuel's update.
He also scored 29
in the fourth quarter.
He scored 29 in the second half.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about that for a second.
So 42 for Jalen Brunson. And look, you can't diminish the impact that he's had and has continually had on this Knicks team, and it doesn't matter who the opponent
100%.
Is, especially in regular season NBA, because in regular season NBA, Cat goes quiet.
Yeah.
Right? Or, I don't know, who, OG is out. You never know the circumstances.
100%.
It's just what you do in that moment, and in every moment, it feels like Jalen Brunson is always the king.
100%. I never brought up the opponent he did, so you should fight amongst yourselves. Right. We'll get your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. Plus, I appreciate you doing this very quietly. Tommy wrote me a letter, and he said, Evan, dear sir, there's someone else that needs to be mentioned in this discussion. I don't know who he's going to bring up, but when we come up, I guess there's a third person that we're ignoring in this kingly discussion between Jalen Brunson and Aaron Judge. I can't think of anybody. Tell you, man, most of the time, commercial breaks are peaceful. But for whatever reason, this king argument, it's gotten heated. Sean and Loogie yelling at each other, then Sean's yelling at me. In fact, Tiki, this is a quote by Sean Morash to me concerning the whole who's the king of New York, Jalen Brunson, Aaron Judge. Yes. He says, Evan, take that little kingdom thing and stick it straight up your ass. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
Really? And then Sean. He starts just destroying the Rocket roster from last night.
Why are you so triggered?
Fred VanVleet didn't play!
Because I'm sick of Evan's tricks. And Evan,
There's no tricks!
Evan, I'm not looking for arguments. I'm just looking for facts. You know me and Tiki. We live in facts-based business.
Yes, okay? That's fine.
You have season tickets to the Knicks?
You going to use this against me?
I said answer yes or no.
I do.
Evan Roberts, do you have season tickets to the Knicks?
I do.
Evan Roberts, do you have season tickets to the Yankees?
I do not.
Bias.
Come on.
That's it. Bias.
Bias.
And we'll take your calls at 888-808-1019.
Now, before we get to your calls, this is, for those that missed it, about a year ago, this is where this whole argument began. About a year ago, I brought it up that I was hearing rumors that in New York City, there's this kind of like a basement at Gracie Mansion where they have pictures of people, and it's ranked based on athletic skills in New York.
And success.
And Aaron Judge has been the king for a while, and I heard rumblings that Judge was going to be dropped to 2 for Jalen Brunson. Never confirmed it, never found out. Obviously, the city's got other issues. Mm-hmm. So we talked about it as a very heated debate. I wanted to bring it back a year later because a lot's changed. Jalen's coming off a magical performance last night at the Garden against the Rockets. Obviously, the Aaron Judge run and struggle in the postseason.
Albeit with an MVP.
Sure, with a great MVP season. So I brought it back. Now, as we were having that discussion, and I promise we'll get to your calls in just a minute, 888-808-1019, Tommy, very peacefully, sent me an official text message. He said, Evan, and he never starts a text with Evan. It's usually, hey, douche, or something like that. Evan, I really need a few minutes to state the case for someone else. And I'm like, what, Tommy? He's dudes and dogs. He's a Brunson guy. So
hey, who else would it be?
I don't know who he's pitching. I don't know if he's putting the guy ahead of Jalen, so we're all about to find out together. Tommy Lugauer, since you requested it so nicely, the floor is yours.
So first and foremost, JB, Jalen Brunson, is and will always be the king of New York. That being said, someone else has joined the conversation. Aaron Judge, number one, is out of the conversation. He is the modern-day Nick Swisher. And if you want to tell me that... You know, Jalen Brunson took apart a bunch of hacks last night, a bunch of scrubs.
Swisher.
He only gets hits when he's facing these really crappy pitchers in July. When the competition stiffens up in October,
now you're hating.
He goes quietly into the night.
That's the Met troll in him.
He only made the World Series last year because Juan Soto was on the team. Juan Soto's on the Mets now. They are big brothers, so now you are little brother with the Yankees.
Not if they don't make the World Series.
The Knicks will always be big brother in this town. They are the team in New York. So when you're the best player on the Knicks, you are always going to be the king. That's number one. Number two, Francisco Lindor. While Aaron Judge was, like the rest of us, watching the postseason as he was, you know, striking out looking every other at-bat, Francisco Lindor was getting big hit after big hit after big hit, whether it be against the Braves on the final day of the season, whether it be against the Phillies, me and Evan were in the building. And I would say Francisco Lindor, and I think Sean would agree with me on this, the uncrowned MVP of the National League, Francisco Lindor is in the conversation now as King of New York. Aaron Judge out of the conversation, Jalen Brunson the King, Lindor now in the conversation. Judge not even in the conversation anymore because the real King of the Yankees last year was Juan Soto. Now he's on the Mets. But I can't make Soto the King of New York because he's new to the Mets.
Right.
Lindor is now the King.
He was in New York last year,
yeah.
And even though he was a great player for the Yankees, his teammate won the MVP. I mean, unanimously, by the way. Unanimously. Did I stutter? No.
You did not stutter, no.
Right, so what are we talking about?
So you are rejecting his Lindor point?
I'm rejecting the Soto nonsense on the Aaron Judge point, not being a part of this conversation any longer. He has to be. You know how hard it is to knock the king off the hill? You ever played that game, King of the Hill?
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to knock the king off.
I never would knock the king off. You're just
placing him off the hill without even knocking him down.
Mm.
That's what you're doing, Tommy. That's not fair.
That was very disrespectful. Right. He called him
Francisco Nick Swisher. Lindor may be climbing up. And yeah, probably he's climbing up the backside. He's going up the side that nobody's paying attention to. And, you know, he deserves to be in the conversation, but not at the expense of Aaron Judge being gone from the hill. Wow. Come on, Tommy.
I just don't know. When we talk about being the king of New York, and we discussed this last year, and we haven't brought it up yet, it's about approval rating. 100% approval rating for Brunson. Aaron Judge does not have 100% approval rating.
I agree with that.
And if he struggles out of the gate, he's going to hear
it. Amongst their fan base.
Yes, meaning the drop pop-up, but not just the drop pop-up, because the drop pop-up, we'll remember that forever. Luis Castillo would like to send him a thank you card. It was the struggles in the postseason.
Don't worry.
There's no arguing that.
It's not going away. It's not ever going away.
The Castillo one?
It's never
better.
Going away.
Hopefully it does.
No, I don't think it's going away, unfortunately.
I'm hoping Judge takes over.
All right,
that
Tommy,
one.
Stating the case for Francisco Lindor. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Justin is in Queens. How are you, Justin?
Good. Excellent show. Listen, as Jalen Brunson is not even close.
Yeah. Wow.
You got to understand why is Brunson.
Go ahead.
First of all, Brunson came here willingly and resurrected this team from where they were. Yeah, granted, we made the playoffs at one time with Julius, whatever, but Jalen came here and became a superstar. And in a salary cap sport, willing to take less, bring people here to keep this team good and relevant and fighting for a championship, and all the while producing in the biggest moments, that's why he's the king. You see, for New Yorkers, we elevate people. Think about all the great ones that played here by what they do in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Judge is a walking strikeout. Even Yankee fans were tired of him last postseason until he hit that one home run. But Jalen Brunson, he shows up in the biggest moments just like last night. And everyone talks about how the pinstripes are heavy and blah, 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 blah. Well, Judge was a homegrown Yankee. Brunson came here, put on a Nick uniform, and resurrected this fan base, which we know. If you're comparing Knicks and Nets or Yankees and Mets, the Knicks have more fans throughout the city than the
all
Yankees.
All right, all right. That was a great phone call until you had to get, you know, make it personal.
The Nets still in the league.
Just kidding. No, that really was a great phone call. Honestly, Justin, he makes a really
about choosing to come to the Knicks.
Yes, because I think in general, it really is a great point, Justin. I didn't mean to cut you off, except I did.
You got mad because you started talking about the Nets?
Basically, yes.
There's two teams in every sport, but only really one in basketball.
The hapless Nets.
Thanks, Tiki. I needed to hear that.
I was just clarifying what he was trying to say.
He's right, though. Like, we make a lot of homegrown, a lot of, hey, the guy was drafted and developed here. And that is cool. And that is awesome that Aaron Judge has had that. Obviously, a lot of Met fans have talked about that with Pete Alonso. But there's something oddly cooler about a guy who says, no, I'm choosing to play for you. Especially a franchise that has had as many issues as the Knicks have had over the last decades. So for Jalen Brunson to go out of his way to say, I'm playing there. And then, oh, by the way,
right,
when he comes here, not as a superstar, but then becomes a superstar right before our eyes, there's something amazing about that. And I think that is a great point.
But isn't that the case with Judge? Like,
he was drafted and developed here. It's cool in its own right.
But we saw him become a superstar.
Sure.
So it's not different.
Well, it's different in that Jalen chose to come here and put the king hat, what is it called, a crown? Put the crown
it's not a hat.
On his own head. That's what he did. He came here. He was a member of the Dallas Mavericks. He had a chance to go back there. He didn't. He wanted to come here.
So it almost feels like you're rewarding Jalen Brunson for astutely,
yes,
recognizing the opportunity with the New York Knicks, who had been struggling to find the king.
Yes.
And he took his shot and rose to the occasion.
Yeah, I give him something for that.
Giving him credit, maybe extra credit, because he identified a team that needed a leader.
I will tell you, I'll bring up my team in a small way because I understand how people feel. One of the reasons I connected with Kevin Durant was because he chose to play for my team.
Yes.
Right? Even to this day, I still have an appreciation for that. Now, look at the Knicks fan. Jalen Brunson wasn't necessarily the superstar, obviously, that KD was in free agency, but a player decided, I want to play there.
Right.
I kind of grew up there. My dad played. He has this connection here. Like, there is something unique about that, and I think Justin laid out a great point on why.
And Jalen Brunson, and you've said it, Evan, even though I think it's a little snarky, has elevated the Knicks. Has Aaron Judge elevated the Yankees? The answer is he has not. He's not. He hasn't won a world championship, and I'm sorry, when you play for the Yankees, and if he retires a Yankee without a World Series championship, the bald fella to my right will have a lot to say about Aaron Judge. We all know that. So win a championship. When you're on the Yankees, it's not about MVPs. It's not about hitting 60 homers against the Rays pitchers no one's ever heard of. It's about doing it in the big spot, and he doesn't. So how the hell could he be the king of New York? He's not even the king of his own franchise, not even close.
What you just said was one of the dumbest things ever said on WFAN, and that's saying a lot.
This week or forever?
Aaron Judge doesn't elevate the Yankees. I mean, I'm here to remind you what we all thought the Yankees were about to be in 2017, and Aaron Judge being so good so quickly is what elevated the Yankees and their expectations, and yes, their failures versus the Houston Astros in numerous ALCSs.
Keep going. And not just the Astros. Okay. They've lost to a lot of teams.
Well, you see, here's the thing, Tommy. When you keep climbing the mountain high enough to go play the Astros and go play the Dodgers, okay, Jalen Brunson, we haven't gotten to see take that punch versus the Celtics or a team in the finals. And I'm not saying it's his fault because it's a team game, but Aaron Judge, we've got to experience in those moments. Jalen Brunson, in a sport where superstars can drive their teams to championships, has not yet been able to do that. So for you to say that, and then by the way, the approval rating nonsense you gave before. Do you know why Jalen Brunson has 100% approval rating and Aaron Judge doesn't? Because Yankee fans simply aren't walkovers like Knicks fans.
It sounds like you're cool with being a bridesmaid, because that's what I'm hearing.
No, that's exactly
it's okay
why
that Aaron
not.
Judge hasn't won.
Yankee
it's okay.
fans are not afraid to criticize their own stars because we have higher expectations and we have higher desires. Knicks fans are happy to slap high fives with players after another exit to a garbage team like the Indiana Pacers. You guys, for as much as you beat your chest and talk about how you're the pulse of the city, are a soft group of babies that bows down because you're so happy you finally made the playoffs a couple years in a row.
Let me just remind Sean that I would say 75% of Knicks fans root for your baseball team, the Yankees. Okay. So you basically so they're soft with the basketball team, but not with the baseball team. Is
correct.
That what you're
okay. Correct.
You think they'll fight each other before the show's over?
I know.
Like punches.
It's getting personal.
I know.
I can't fight somebody over somebody when they're so wrong.
Okay. Let's go to Keaton in Spring Lake. How are you, Keaton?
Hey, Evan and Tiki. Thanks for taking the call. So I called, probably a year ago about the debate on, you know, who would be king of New York if they all won championships, whether it was Judge, Brunson, or Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can Soto hop into that conversation? I know, you know, I'm a lifelong Yankees fan, but I don't believe that a Met could ever be the king of New York. I'm sorry, Evan, but I just don't believe that that's possible.
Why not?
Because they're not the top team in town? Because this is a quote-unquote
Yankee town? But if you win a championship, you become the top team.
Yeah, no, I think that there is a way. I disagree with him. I think there is a way a Met could become king. But I do want to answer his question, and it's a little complicated. Because Tommy brought up Francisco Lindor, who, without a shadow of a doubt, had a year last year that made him a legend amongst Met fans. He had an MVP caliber season.
Yep.
He had so many incredibly clutch moments, not just game 161, but the home run against the Blue Jays, the grand slam against the Phillies in the playoffs. There's so many. And he's the captain, whether he's official or not. All of that is true. The problem is Francisco Lindor is not the best player on his own team. That's the problem. Soto is. And the other problem is, to our last caller on, can Soto ever become...
On paper.
Well, Juan Soto's a better player.
Okay, yeah, but he hasn't been a better Met yet.
Not yet. Well, he hasn't played yet.
That's what I mean.
But if Juan Soto's Juan Soto, he's better than Lindor.
So don't take Lindor's Met crown before Juan Soto even plays a game.
No, but this is why I don't think Lindor could ever be king, because he'll always be fighting the fact that he's not the best player on his own team.
Maybe he raises his game and wins an MVP.
What was that?
What if he does?
Who, Lindor?
Lindor.
Yeah,
Lindor repeats a season and doesn't have the, I don't know, the obligatory April slump, and he's just fantastic from start to finish, wins an MVP with Juan Soto on his team.
Yeah.
Then can you have the conversation about
maybe
that?
I mean, depends what Juan Soto does. And that's also why I don't think Juan Soto can become the king.
No,
because it's Lindor's team. I almost think that they're going to cancel each other out.
No, but if Lindor wins, I'm talking about literally wins the MVP.
No, I got you.
Not
yeah.
like, oh, he's MVP, even though they give it to Shohei Ohtani again. Mm-hmm. I mean, he literally wins the MVP, has a fantastic season. It's 35 home runs, has 120 RBIs and 87 runs, and wins the MVP. At OPS at 1-1.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Juan Soto's on the team having a good season.
Yeah.
You're saying that still it's Juan Soto's team?
I think the scenario you laid out is probably unrealistic. You know what I mean? Like, I love Lindor. I just don't think he's not as good as Juan Soto.
Lindor's got better last year.
Yeah, but even look at Soto's.
He got better from the year before last year.
But look at Lindor's year last year where he was an MVP candidate. Who had a better year, Francisco Lindor or Juan Soto? Juan Soto.
I mean,
he had a better year.
Yes, but
no, I'm not saying
Juan Soto benefited because of Aaron Judge in that lineup.
Yes, but overall, if you're answering who had a better year, who had a better year?
It's Juan Soto.
Okay, so then
Juan Soto has yet to feel the, I don't know, the force of Francisco Lindor.
I understand, boy. Today, everybody's fighting with each other.
No,
me and Tiki fight with each other.
I just don't like the Lindor depreciation.
No, I'm not depreciating him. I'm being honest.
Cool. The dude was, I mean, he was, what was he? He finished second, right?
Yes. Yeah. I love Lindor. Don't
uncrowned
turn on
MVP
me.
Of the NFL.
Yes, he's uncrowned MVP.
Yeah, but wait a second.
Obviously for Ohtani.
All I'm saying, nothing negative about Lindor, is Juan Soto's better. How is that like such a negative thing? Juan Soto's one of the best hitters ever.
He can't be king of New York, though, if he can't get out of, you know, his country and get here for Amazing Day.
Shut up over there.
Don't pull a hamstring reach.
Kings make appearances.
I think Evan is minimizing Lindor's contributions defensively and on the base path.
Right.
Is Soto a better hitter? Yes, he's a generational talent, but Lindor impacts the game in other ways.
Lindor had a season last year that would rival. I'm not saying it was Juan Soto-esque.
No, it was a legendary year for him.
But it was a legendary year. And he's an unbelievable shortstop, despite not winning a Gold Glove. So I think I don't know. I think you're dismissing Lindor.
I'm not dismissing him
because you're so enamored with Juan Soto.
I'm calling it like it is.
Jeez, what's going to happen when Pete signs with this team?
We'll get to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. I'll also let you know what the people said via social media, and I'll compare it to what they voted last year on Kingly of New York. Is it Aaron Judge? Is it Jalen Brunson? And now Francisco Lindor and Juan Soto, and everybody's yelling at each other. We'll get to all that coming up. Plus, Jameis Winston really, really, really wants to be a New York Giant, but do you want him? 888-808-1019.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.